Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
I mean, the ranking don't mean nothing to me. It's just a plus. I just like to play football. I'm trying to play with some guys that's going to come in and work from day one, not no players that's going to be flugazi. I told my family members, fast money ain't always good money. So I'm really not focused on the money. I'm really focused on what I can do in the league.
All Things Covered listeners, All Things Covered viewers. You guys know how we rock. We often tend to bring big-time guests, professional-like guests, head coaches from different sports. But today on this episode, we decided to tap into high school football. And if you guys been following the show, if you guys been following my career, Pat P's career, you guys know it. Once upon a time, we were extremely hot in high school. Well, Pat P's still hot. You know what I mean? He's still hot at the highest level. So it is what it is. But before he became a hot NFL player, he was a hot high school player. And I remember I told Pat P this when he was in high school. I want to see, can you repeat everything that I did? So I was the number one corner in high school, the number one player in the state of Florida, the number one DB in the nation. Guess what? Pat P went and did the same thing. So we all have that in common. So we decided to tap into the high school ranks to tap into one of the hottest players for this upcoming season in high school, a 2022 prospect out of the state of Georgia, a 5-star prospect. If you've been following him on social media, if you've been following his workouts, he's been dominating the 707 tour. I mean, every time you see him on 707 highlights, he's mossing someone. He's taking someone deep. He's picking off passes. He's been doing it all. Like I said, 5-star recruit out of Collins High School in Swanee, Georgia. He is a Florida State commit. You can follow him on Instagram at DB3_tip. You can follow him on Twitter, Travis Hunter Jr. There you have it. The hottest man in high school football, in my opinion, is joining us here. All Things Covered. Pat P, Brian McFadden. Travis, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, man. So I know, you know, this is something that I want to tap into. We tend to talk ball. We talk a little bit of everything, but let's get it cracking. I mean, you opened a lot of eyes recently, right? For people that might have not been following your career thus far, but most recently, 24/7 Sports came out with their highest ranking corner list. And I felt some type of way because they had me number 10. They had Pat Pete number 7. But then when I looked at the top of the list, I saw number 1 and I saw that Florida State logo next to the individual. And it said Travis Hunter. So I said, you know what? If they're going to have T Hunter up there, I'm OK with that because, you know, he's part of the family. But how did you feel in seeing that ranking? Because I know you either saw it or someone told you about it. And what does it mean to you to hold on to that title? Not just now, but through your entire senior campaign this upcoming season.
I mean, the ranking don't mean nothing to me. It's just a plus. I just like to play football. So It don't really mean nothing to me. It's good to see that I'm up to the top. I'm going to fight hard to keep that spot, but it don't mean nothing to me, really.
Man, that's awesome. It seemed like you got a great head on your shoulders. I had an opportunity to watch a couple of your 707 circuits and watch you work out. Phenomenal athlete. My question to you, when did you first fall in love with football?
I started playing football when I was 4. And since that day, I just kept playing. I ain't never stopped playing football.
Was it the contact? Was it the touchdown scoring? Because you played both sides of the ball.
I grew up in a family of straight boys. Okay. So it's like we was always rough. So my grandma signed me up playing football when I was 4. So I just always liked it. And I started playing defense. I started playing nose guard. So it was always contact for me.
Nose guard. What number were you wearing back when you first started playing football?
I wore number 18 my first year, and then I started wearing number 3 the rest of my years. And then when I got to high school, I started wearing number 12.
Okay. So why did you decide to go number 12?
That I had my best season in number 12, I felt like. So I just kept it. And then last season, it flipped again to number 12, and I had a really good season, so I just decided to keep it.
So I guess it's safe to say when you go to college, number 12 is going to be the number you're rocking.
Yeah, that's going to be the number I want.
Okay, no doubt. So when you look at your career so far, who do you consider the most influential people along your football journey, and who are some of the players you look up to?
Some of the players I look up to right now, I look up to Patrick Peterson. I look up to Marlon Humphrey. Like, Marlon Humphrey, that's one of the people I look up to real good because he always keep a smile on his face no matter what he's doing. He just love playing football. So I make sure I look him up. And Patrick Peterson, one of the best in the game. So I want to take my talents and try to imitate what he do.
And you definitely got you did a lot of the things that I did in high school because obviously I see you play offense, you play defense, never coming off the field. Describe to me your game. What's your best attribute?
I say I'm a finesser. I know how to finesse the game. So quarterbacks, when they look my way, they don't think I'm on the receiver, but I'm really on the receiver. So that's how I get most of my interceptions. And on offense, I just finesse the defender all the time.
And speaking of that, you know, when I see you play, I mean, you're a top-tier talent on both sides of the football. But when you get to the next level, Travis, of course, you're the number one corner in the country right now. But you're a top-tier wide receiver as well. Do you plan on playing both ways at Florida State?
Yeah, I plan on playing both ways, but I'm going to be mostly a defender. I'm going to be your defense mostly.
Okay, what about return, man? Punt return, kickoff return, anything like that? You plan on tapping into that element as well?
I'm not really one of those. I really like to block for my teammates. I want to see them go ahead and score because I already get my reputation on offense and defense.
Oh, I like it. I like that, Pat P. Sound like you're a team player.
No doubt about it. Hey, but I think, have you ever played punt return and kick return in high school?
Yeah, I played a couple times.
Okay.
I ain't really, like, trying to do too much because I tell you, like, I'm the one that want to block because most people on that team like to block. So I want to be the one to block.
You want to lay somebody out, get one of them.
Yeah.
I'm over here.
Yeah, that's me right there.
I already know. So tell me the recruiting process. When did the recruiting process start for you and why did you commit to Florida State so early?
My recruiting started when I was a freshman going into my sophomore year that spring. A whole lot of coaches came out to watch us play. I had two interceptions in the game. I only played defense that spring game.
Okay.
So that's when it started. And then why click Florida State? It's the coaches. I fell in love with Coach. Well, me and Coach Wilson fell in love with Florida State when he moved there. So, like, I was always with him. I was always talking to him when he was at Auburn. So, me and him just had that connection.
And do you feel like the defensive scheme, obviously you committed there, you feel like the defensive scheme fits your athletic ability?
Yeah, the defensive scheme fit my athleticism because we like the man.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I want to be known as, a man coverage guy.
Nothing like it.
No doubt, no doubt. And you remind me a lot of Durrell and James when he was in high school. He committed to Florida State early.
Yeah.
Was loyal. He did a great job in recruiting for his class. And, of course, we saw how all of that worked out for him, one of the best safeties in the game right now. So we definitely love your attitude. When you look at your summer training, your summer regimen, like I said, you've been hot when it comes to 7-on-7. What kind of work you been putting into the 7-on-7, getting ready for the season?
I've been putting in a lot of work. Like, after football practice at my school, I go to training, like, right after.
Yeah. And real quick, Travis, let the folks know, the listeners know, the viewers know, that you're getting ready to train after this interview. So this is what you do.
Yeah, this is what I love football. So I don't really go out with my teammates. They don't really see me that much unless it's at practice or we training together. So it's like, I'm a homebody. So I stay home, play the video game with them. But after that, I'm just training, really.
Hey, video game. What video games you good at?
I play Warzone, Fortnite, and I just got 2K again. So I play that a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I ain't do that Warzone or Fortnite.
I suck at Madden, I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat P suck at Madden also. He not good, so you not by yourself.
that's like 10 years ago. What I used to do to your NCAA. Hello. All right.
I don't remember.
Hey, Travis, with this new NIL rule change in college football, would that change your mentality heading into college?
Nah, that don't change my mentality. I already told my family members, fast money ain't always good money. So I'm really not focused on the money. I'm really focused on what I can do in the league.
Okay.
I love it. I love it. And talking about focusing on, you know, the task at hand that's football related, what are you doing to bluster the recruiting class for Florida State in 2022? I know you've been vocal, reaching out to some of the top prospects that you know, but can you be a little more specific in what you're trying to do to elevate that 2022 class for Florida State as one of the tops in college football?
I'm trying to play with the best guys. I'm trying to play with some guys that's going to come in and work from day one, not no players that's going to be flugazi. Like, that's the term we use in Florida. Flugazi is like, one day they want to work, the other days they don't want to work.
Oh, yeah, we know what it means.
I need somebody that's gonna come in and work with me and that's gonna be the best version of themselves at all times.
I love it, man. Travis, heading into your senior year this year, wish you nothing but the best of luck. What are your expectations heading into your senior year? Because like Max said, you are the number one corner in the nation. You can go both ways. We both know how it is going into our senior year. Teams know who you are. Teams know how special you are. But what are your expectations going into this year, knowing that you may not get some of the opportunities that you had in the previous years?
I want to make sure my teammates get enough offers, because these boys out here, really, they really playing. They really take their chances. Like when a team is trying to lock in on me, they take their chances. They get what they can get. And then I want to win a state championship with my team. Last year we came up short, and this year we're not trying to come up short.
Like it.
I love it. I mean, when you look at where you are right now currently in your career, getting ready to be a college student athlete in a few months, to say the least, when you get to Florida State, what do you plan on accomplishing at Florida State?
Building the bond with my teammates. That's the first thing I want to do. And then I got to gain at least like 20 pounds. So I want to try to put on a little bit right now. And then when I get there, just put on the rest. And then come in from day one, I already locked in to know what I got to do.
How much you weighing right now?
I weigh 175.
Okay. I like it. You think 20 pounds going to do you just right?
Yeah, that's what I need.
No,
that's what I need right there.
T. Hunter, you don't need 20 pounds. You get about 185, you cooking with gas. And we know gas stoves are best to cook on. Don't get too heavy.
A little bit more won't help. A little bit more won't hurt.
I'm gonna give you quick insight, because I was always a strong kid, but quick insight to trying to bluster your weight and get your strength up at the same time. Uh-huh. Get you a deck of cards every day. Go through the deck of cards. So if you pull up a face card, which is 10, like you pull up 10 or a king, jack, queen, that's 10. So you do 10 push-up, 10 abs. Go through two deck of cards a day in the morning and before you go to bed. And before you know it, that polo t-shirt gonna fit you a little different. It gonna feel a little snug on that shoulder area.
Fit like Max.
Yeah. But see, the goal for me, I'm retired now, so I gotta look like I used to play instead of looking like I never played. I can't play right now, but I gotta look like I used to play. But that's what get you a deck of cards, bro. And when you do your workout in the morning time, go through the entire deck. 10 abs, whatever card comes up, you pull up off the deck, you do push-ups and you do abs. You can either do diamond push-ups or you can do wide base, but don't do narrow push-ups. But do that twice a day. And trust me, your ab gang gonna look different. The shoulder and your chest gang, your triceps gonna look different. And by the time your senior campaign is over, that jam gonna really be strong.
Oh yeah. Man, put holes in people's chest.
No, like, no question.
My coach used to tell me, shout out to Coach Rock, Kevin Ross. You got to put them fingerprints on their neck, baby.
No question.
Yeah, got to always.
Yes, sir. No. So, Travis, we know you, like you said, you like to play Fortnite. Is there anything else that you like to do off the field?
Oh yeah, I'm a fisherman.
I thought
that,
so.
That one thing I do a lot.
What you would like to do? Obviously, you like to go to the lake, or you like to go down? What's that?
I just go to like ponds over there. No, I don't go to Lake Lanier. That's dangerous.
People
be over there drowning. I heard. Don't go over there.
Yeah, I ain't going over there. I go to the ponds over there by my house. I catch large enough bass. What's the only fish I try to catch?
Oh man, I'm going fishing today. I'm going walleye and white mouth bass fishing today as well. So I'm gonna see.
You ain't nowhere near down here. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in Minnesota right now. So
yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, man. But I had another question for you. So when you, because the biggest thing is like with some young athletes, the hardest thing is to do is differentiate, success on the field and being able to have a level head off the field. Who do you, pay homage to of, because it seemed like you got a very, very good head on your shoulders. Who do you pay homage to giving you those rules, that mentality to always stay humble?
Our coaches. They stay on me about being humble. And my mom, too. My mom, my dad, and my grandma, they always tell me I ain't do nothing yet.
Right.
I got a long way to go still. So I just make sure I stay humble. Just make sure I get my work done when I need to get it done and just stay humble.
And I tell you this, make sure you keep that mentality coming into the league, because I've been in the league 10 years. Matt played, what, 9 seasons, right?
Yeah, 7.
7 seasons. And we've seen a lot of guys that had the same athletic ability, same talent as you, but they lose focus on what got them there. So please don't do that, man, because like I said, it seems like you got a great head on your shoulders. I love the clips that I've been watching of you. Just keep up the good work, man. Look like you're heading in the right direction for sure.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Also, too, make sure you make everything personal. Because when you make things personal, you're trying to win by any means necessary. So every rep, like right now, every time you step up, man, dominate. It becomes contagious. It becomes a habit. Then when you go to the next level, it's the same thing. You got to be a tone setter. Tone setters are difference makers. You know what I mean? Not verbally being a tone setter, but through your actions. Because people follow people that are doing the things the right way. So I love hearing you, you know, loving the workout, loving the game of ball, because that's the first step in being a consistent difference maker. And then when you get around the team, they see that, and now they want to follow your footsteps. So keep that mentality. And because of that work ethic that you've been able to establish, 24/7 Sports, they have you the number two ranked player in the country, which is kind of odd to see because, you know, usually it goes to quarterbacks, defensive linemen, offensive linemen. You rarely see a defensive back be considered the number two player in the nation. I don't know what I was. My final ranking was in all positions. I don't know if Pat P remember his final ranking, but you don't usually see that. So people are starting to pay attention to the work you've been able to put out. And going into this season, like Pat P said, they're going to watch you. Everybody's coming to see Travis Hunter play. They're not just coming to see your high school play. They come to see Travis Hunter play. So how do you plan on handling that pressure of everybody wanting to watch number 12 on offense, watch number 12 on defense? How do you plan on handling that pressure throughout your season?
Well, I really don't. I don't really focus on the fans until after the game. Like, in the game, I'm locked in. I don't worry about nothing. I don't really hear nobody on the sideline for me. I just play.
Yeah. And what about, well, this past season, did you have a lot of players that you played against talking trash to you, or even during 707, were they trying to talk trash to you?
Yeah, they always trying to talk trash. But, like, I'm already locked in. I like when people talk trash because it locked me in even more. And then once they talk trash, it get my blood flowing. And I talk back. I talk my trash right back. And I go right at them.
That's what I like.
Start talking trash before the game even over.
Yeah. Hey, Pat P, Eric just gave it the stats. You were 6 overall, and I was 8.
Okay.
When we came out. So we were top 10. But, yeah, like I said, you don't usually see corners be ranked that high like T. Hunter is right now.
No doubt about it.
Hey, question for you, not football related. When you get to Florida State, what do you want to major in?
I really ain't focused on that right now, but I'm probably going to do business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Either business or like I want to be a broadcaster, like what y'all be doing. I like that right there.
Okay.
I like to ask questions and talk.
Hey, well, if you want to go ahead and shadow us, you feel free anytime. Gotcha. The floor is definitely open to you. And like I said, man, you'll know. So, hey, you want to come on and take over my seat a little bit? Let's see what you can do.
I got you.
Yes, sir. You're all for it.
Yeah. Hey, but Travis, man, thank you for joining us here. We know you got to get ready for your workouts, get ready to continue to improve your body for this upcoming season there in Georgia for Collins High School. It's a pleasure having you on. Join us, All Things Covered. First game for Collins is against who and where?
Brookwood. We play in the Ben Stadium.
Oh, yeah. At Mercedes Dome.
Yeah.
I might have to come check that out.
Ooh. The last game.
Last game. Okay.
Yep.
Say the best for last.
Always.
Yeah. Hey, man. Best of luck to you this upcoming season. And most importantly, go Noves.
Shades, you go Noves.
Yes, sir.
All right, Travis. Appreciate you, baby.
Hey, everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me, and also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.